It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. So Frey is one of the hottest restaurants in Brooklyn, and the owner, Nassim Alihani, says it only took 30 years to open. Today, the 64-year-old chef is a finalist for a James Beard Award, nominated for Best Chef in New York State. WNYC's Carrie Shaw caught up with Alihani to learn more about her unconventional path to the industry's top honor.
In the kitchen at Safray, Nassim Alihani and a team of four cooks are busy prepping for the dinner crowd. They're simmering onions and garlic, cooking rice.
We make our own house bread, and it's based on a traditional bread in Iran called sangag, but we had to modify it to make it work here. I want to make sure that I'll go through my list to just give myself a just peace of mind and enjoy the James Beard instead of thinking, did I do that?
Safray's success may seem obvious now that Alihani has been invited to cook at the White House, the Met Gala, and nominated for a James Beard Award.
I know my food is delicious. People told me for 40 years you should open a restaurant. But that's every woman who cooks well has heard things like that. The blessing keeps coming. It's one thing to be a good cook and, you know, you have your restaurant filled. But it's also another thing that the highest standard of the industry come and notice you.
Alihani was 59 when she opened Safray.
I look around. I am double, if not three times older than most of my workers.
She knows the restaurant industry is often a young person's game.
It's very hard business. It's physically tasking. It's mentally draining, emotionally lonely. It's a very, very tough business.
But why take on the job of running a restaurant at an age when many people are thinking about retirement?
I honestly don't know what to do with myself if I don't cook. When I see people put their bread in the sauces, and when they nod and they say, this is delicious, it's like my day's worth living.
Alihani came to the U.S. from Iran 40 years ago, shortly after the revolution.
I didn't want to leave the Iran I knew, but then Iran I knew didn't exist anymore.
She had graduated from a top law school in her home country.
It took 3 years to even get here. By the time I got here, I didn't have that interest with the law anymore. Probably a lot of depression, revolution, changing homes, a lot of executions of classmates, on top of it, 8 years of war. By the time I got here, I didn't even know what I was going to do.
She did a lot of things, and the common thread was cooking. She worked as a nanny for an Iranian family in Queens and cooked for them. She catered weddings for friends and family. She volunteered to cook at events for nonprofits she cared about. And in 2018, when her kids were grown, she opened Safray.
Hello, how are you?
Back at the restaurant, the dinner rush is in full swing. Alihani floats around, welcoming guests as though they were at her private party.
Welcome. Enjoy your dinner.
What's your name?
My name is Nassim. What is your name?
Will.
Will, nice to meet you. I cook your food.
She serves meatballs, salads, and fresh bread, giving each dish one last look before they get to the table. She calls it a new spin on traditional home cooking.
I brought home cooking, truly home cooking, the way any good cook in Iran would offer like a variety of food to her guests in her house. I do that in a restaurant setting with the same level of care.
Dinner guest Dr. Brian McNeil is returning to Safray, waiting for a colleague to join him. He says Safray's intimate atmosphere is what makes it special.
I often feel like I'm dining in my friend's home as compared to eating out at a restaurant.
That resonates with Alihani. She sees Safray as a bridge between her two worlds.
Many immigrants, they are questioning this duality. What is home? Where is home? Where do I am happy? I'm so happy here doing what I'm doing. It just couldn't be more perfect.
The James Beard Awards will be announced tonight, starting at 6:30. Carrie Shaw, WNYC News.
In full disclosure, Nassim Alihani and her husband have contributed to New York Public Radio. WNYC produced this story independent of that relationship.